From Spark and Anvil and GrammarForge, this is Article Anne, in Chapter 1 of the GrammarForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Article Anne is Sentencetown's receptionist. She sits at a small front desk in the town hall's main entryway. Her job is to greet nouns as they arrive in a sentence and decide whether they are new to the conversation, indefinite article, a or an, or already known to the conversation, definite article, the. The distinction is small, but consequential. A dog introduces a dog. The dog refers to a dog that has already been introduced, or is otherwise specifically identifiable. Anne, whose given name is Anne, unchanged from her birth name, is brisk and efficient. Her work is quick. She greets every noun in every sentence at the start of the sentence, and consequential, the article choice changes the type of reference the noun is making. Anne grew up in a hotel. Her parents had owned and operated a small inn in the kingdom's western provinces. The inn had had a front desk, and Anne had grown up sitting behind it, even as a small child, helping her parents check guests in and out. She had learned by 6 that every guest who arrived was either a new guest, greeted with full introduction, or a returning guest, greeted with familiarity. The two greetings required different language and different actions. A new guest needed registration, key, room tour. A returning guest needed welcome back, key only, no tour. This was, although Anne did not yet have the grammatical vocabulary, the article distinction. New guests were indefinite, any guest not yet specified. Returning guests were definite, this specific guest already known. Anne formalized this connection when she was 14 and encountered articles in school. She raised her hand and said, "Articles are the way English greets nouns. A greets a new noun. The greets a familiar noun. It is exactly like checking guests into an inn." The teacher had been delighted. When Anne was 19, she went to the GrammarForge Academy. She has been Article Anne for 11 years. In her classroom, a small reception-style office, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She sits at the small front desk. She has on the desk a small bell, the kind hotels keep at front desks for guests to ring, and a small registration book. She rings the bell. She turns to the class. She says, "I greet every noun that arrives in a sentence. If the noun is new, never mentioned before, I use a or an. If the noun is already known, mentioned before, or specifically identifiable, I use the. The article tells the reader, is this noun new or familiar?" She demonstrates. She writes on the board, "A dog walked into the room. The dog had a red collar." She points at the first sentences, "a dog." She says, "This is the dog's introduction. The reader has not heard about this dog before. So, a dog, new noun." She points at the second sentences, "the dog." She says, "This is the same dog, the one introduced in the first sentence. The reader knows about this dog now. So, the dog, familiar noun. A would be wrong here. It would suggest a different dog." She points at a red collar. She says, "This collar is being newly introduced. A red collar, new noun." If the next sentence said the collar, that would refer to this same collar. She then teaches a versus an. The rule is a before a consonant sound, an before a vowel sound. A dog, an elephant, a university, consonant sound U, an hour, silent H, vowel sound starts the word. The rule is based on sound, not letter. When children ask whether articles are hard, Anne always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are greetings. Use a/an to introduce a new noun. Use the for a familiar one. The reader follows the references through the a/the cues. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. She still keeps the small bell on the desk. The children sometimes ring it, gently. She always lets them. She has, over 11 years, greeted perhaps a million nouns into the Academy's sentences. She has not, she will tell you, ever forgotten to check a noun in. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Article Ann. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.